This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Deadly viruses are emerging, not because Peter Daszak and Fauci and Gates created it in a lab. Not we even have the documents proving they did, and they said they were going to release it. Total smoking gun. Oh, no, the news is saying it happened because you had a car or air conditioning. See, it's your fault you're dying. It's your fault there's human-animal clones. It's your fault there's deadly viruses, five of them spliced together and released. All confirmed. It's your fault there's human-animal clones. The U.S. Senate headline, U.S. Senate refuses to ban certain types of animal-human hybrids. Senate kills GOP legislation to prohibit certain human-animal hybrids. Chimeras, Forbes. Just like it's a fact that the Pfizer shot and the Moderna shot give you cancer, cause heart attacks, destroy your immune system, don't protect you.
I'm not giving medical advice. I'm not telling anybody what to do. But informed consent is the law. And you are distributing an experimental vaccine at this public school right now. An experimental vaccine that has ingredients in it that say not for human use.
Pfizer asked U.S. to allow COVID shots for kids ages 5 to 11, even though the only children that have died, less than 50, had heart attacks, cancer, three or four comorbidities, and didn't die of COVID.
Just in time for holiday travel. That's when nearly 30 million children between the ages of 5 and 11 could become eligible for the Pfizer vaccine. Today, the company officially asking the FDA for emergency use authorization.
Doesn't matter, Europe just banned these vaccines for under 30s. Because they were killing so many people. But don't worry, they're going to double down and say, oh, no, pregnant women need it. Remember, what did I say hundreds of times here? I said immortal cell lines. All the major vaccines are basically grown on immortal cell lines. They may grow them on eggs at the end of the day, but the original new batches are made in the immortal cell line of a aborted boy who was 8.5 months old in his mother in 1966. And they found that his cells, because they've tested millions of people's cells, dead people, babies they killed and others, most people's cells won't keep dividing and won't grow in any type of medium. And so they've got two major cell lines they like to use best. It's a dead black woman from 1951 and a dead white boy from 1966.
You can start with one single cell and multiply it again and again and then freeze all of those cells with which you can then make vaccines.
And they keep growing their cells. Like I've seen some estimations that Henrietta Lacks, they've probably grown the equivalent of 20 million of her. They don't grow up her whole body. They just clone her cells. This lady don't die. She'll grow on a tabletop in sunlight. Her cells will. They're magic. They're the best.
The surprising tenacity of her cancer cells, which made them so important to medical research, also ultimately took her life. Henrietta Lacks died in October 1951 at the age of 31. As her cells were taken without her knowledge in an era before the concept of informed consent existed, Henrietta died never knowing how important her cells would be.
You know, it's been 70 years since medical experts took Henrietta Lacks's cancerous cells. Her family has filed a civil lawsuit against Thermo Fisher Scientific, one of the world's leading biotech companies, for taking her cells without permission. The lawsuit claims the company made a conscious choice to sell and mass produce Lacks's living tissue cells without consent. Her cells were the first human cells to successfully be cloned. Since then, they've been used in medical research. The lawsuit also accuses Thermo Fisher Scientific of making staggering profits off of Lacks while not even compensating her family at all.
They came in and saw her, decided not to operate on her just because, you know, they were shooting blacks up with syphilis back then, this mad scientist, the ones that trained Fauci. It's the same people. They just pass on the club. And she came in, had that tumor, and they said, you just come back and see us in a couple weeks. She was dead. That tumor ate large portions of her body, and they said, let's take her away and check her. We've never seen cancer grow like this. Bad scientists want to play God, and they are on you now. They're growing clones. They're splicing humans and animals. They're doing it all, and they want you out of their way. Well, what did Fauci and the head of the HHS and the rest of them say in that video from 2019? They said, we need a big, deadly virus out of China that will get released. We can stampede everybody and do whatever we want and just totally take over.
American Journal weekday mornings, 8 to 11 Central at Van.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price, and we probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast and get incredible products at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Hi there, I'm Kate Daly, your guest host today from The Kate Daly Show. Happy to be here and happy to address a really big issue, big picture issue today. I love doing the backstory to things, and that's what I'm going to do today. I want to address our perspective. Our perspective is hugely important to what's happening right now and how we view the world. And this could be a really, really powerful hour. Maybe we'll even hit some light bulb moments for you. Maybe you know everything I'm about to say, but nonetheless, we have a huge division in this country. I was thinking about this a while back, and I was thinking about our fears and how the vaccinated fear the unvaccinated, like we're, you know, gonna kill them off at any moment, even though they're healthy, and how the unvaccinated are nervous about being around the vaccinated because I think they're a walking biological weapon. So you have a clear division in the country where a third of the country really does fear the vaccinated. And so how do we get to that point? There's two sets of fears. There's a set of fears on the left for the leftists and a set of fears on the right for conservatives. And the interesting issue here is that we both have a set of fears. The fear of the fears on the left would be, I fear germs are going to kill me at any moment. I fear the climate is going to come get me. Every decade, at the end of every decade, I'm either going to be a shish kebab or I'm going to be a frozen rotunda, you know? And that everybody needs to be controlled by government or we'll be wild animals, right? This is the belief system. On the conservative side, or they'll call, you know, they'll mock it and say it's a conspiracy theory side, it's more or less, hey, the deep state will take liberty, our liberty. And there is a new world order. And they have some well-laid plans, and they might crash the economy to build their wealth and power. Well, if you look back in history, you know, centuries of generations, history is only going to prove one set of those fears to be true. Can you guess which one? So, what keeps us divided? What keeps us on this track? And you know what the one question we're horrible at asking? And after being on the radio for 10 years, I can tell you this with straight up conviction, is the fact that we never ask what caused that. What caused World War II? What caused Great Depression? What caused the CDC to have more power than the doctors? What caused polio to spike in the first place? Nobody asks this. And The backstory is really, really a game changer because if we understand true history to everything, it takes away power from the cockroaches that think they rule the world. Context is key, history is key, and people are tuning in to hear what Fake G says next, and now it's Halloween. Can our kids go out and go door to door on Halloween? Give me a break. Well, I want to go somewhere, and I kind of want to do the broad picture here. Have you heard of William Henry Welch? He was Fauci back in the day. And he was groomed. He was funded. He was willing. He was born in the late 1800s. He was a Yale man. Skull and bones all the way, baby. Of course he was. Why am I even shocked anymore? The Rockefellers really wanted to take control of the medical field, and Welch was their guy. And I hopefully am going to go over some things that maybe have not really been brought to light out there, because there's a big understanding that needs to take place in how they wanted to take over pharma and exactly how the public health arrived, right, and got the power that it got. So in his biography, in Welch's biography, there's a single sentence that really caught my eye, and it was that he went over to Germany after Yale to be trained and then come back here. Well, why in the world did he have to go to Germany? Ooh, the backstory. So the Rockefellers had a plan to engineer Johns Hopkins as the hub of the newly organized crime medical community. And I don't say that lightly. I really mean that. In 1913, the Rockefeller Foundation sponsored a conference on the need for public health education in the United States, and the Welch Rose Report of 1915 laid out the need for adequately trained public health workers and then envisioned an institute of hygiene for the United States. So this report reflected that these different preferences of the plan's two architects, you had Welch on one side, he favored scientific research, and then you had Wycliffe Rose, who wanted the emphasis on public health practices. So Welch was about to become their first director when they designated Johns Hopkins as the new hub of what was going to become public health. And when Welch went off to Germany, he was getting well-trained in the new study of chemicals, pathogens from the scientists, right, who were working on these at the time. And so up until the 1900s, we had the town doctor, didn't we? The town doctor, you had a problem, you went to the town doctor, you got some help. The doctor had all kinds of remedies, natural and otherwise, time-tested remedies. Some, you know, they needed some work. Some were great. They were respected amongst the town people. We had midwives. We had doctors. We had all kinds of people helping, right? Well, the Rockefellers wanted to change all that, and they wanted to make sure that they could absolutely take the power away from the doctors. Well, how did they do it? They designed a new role for them. The use of chemicals or pharma was just taking root, and this was a really great time to take control of the doctor's training. And what they really wanted to do was pigeonhole the doctors into only one aspect of medicine, diagnosing symptoms and giving a prescription. That was it. That's what they wanted the doctors to do. Johns Hopkins, as the hub, and Welch, as their new director, would have to invent or insert a need for public health. A new entity. This was going to be intertwined in government by controlling many of the things that doctors did and really taking away what really made doctors special, and that was that they were treating health. Okay? So in America, in a free country, there's no need for public health, right? You wouldn't need government-controlled health. You have doctors. People have the freedom to go to whatever doctor they want. You get sick, you go. Problem solved. You don't need a government-controlled agency, but and you don't need the government-controlled agency to tell you to wash your hands 50,000 times a day. Getting really tired of that. You just need a good mom. A good mom can cover that base. But they wanted to take over most of the duties of the doctor, and they needed an opportunity to showcase how important it was to have public health on the scene. It was kind of like that mantra of, see, you really, really need me. you can't live without me. See how important I am? They had to invent a way to make sure that you realized that what they were about to propose was going to be different and better for America. Public health was going to take over prevention and all of the other things that doctors didn't do. And they were about to control the healthcare industry like we had never seen before. And so Welch, now the director of Johns Hopkins, the Rockefeller creation, saw that people had hookworm in the southern states. Okay, this was rarely fatal, and it affected people in the southern states. They would walk around barefoot. But this wasn't really something that was, you know, killing people off. It wasn't like the biggest problem that we had on our hands. And they decided to pinpoint this as the catalyst, as the driving point to make themselves a role, to give themselves a role, I should say, and make themselves important in our lives so that we couldn't live without them, right? When I come back, I want to tell you a little bit about what they did with hookworm, because it was a little bit what they're doing today. You've got COVID flu, COVID pneumonia, COVID cold. You know, very rarely is it going to be fatal. Every single state in the union is under 0.0 and then whatever number. I mean, it's not even like it gets a full digit. So they use the same playbook. And when we come back, I want to tell you how they did it. And then I want to tell you where this is leading and why when we come back. So, and I want to talk a little bit about pharma and about the use of chemicals. So stay tuned. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, The Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With you, Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. I'm glad you're joining me for this because sometimes we need to kind of go over the big picture just a little bit to understand why we're here. Why are we asking Fauci if our kids can trick or treat if it's safe enough? Can you even imagine? Can you imagine the power that they've amassed? Sickening. Sickening. And the more we see it, and the more people that see it, and the more eyeballs that wake up to what's going on, maybe they'll see it in a completely different way that they can't unsee. That usually happens with truth. So they were using hookworm, public health, to carve out a niche for themselves. Not even a niche, really just to take over. They really wanted to take over healthcare. So they told the people, well, if you just use these Epsom salts and drink this stuff, you'll be great. Well, people did. They got better. It was something that the doctors could have done. But instead of the doctors doing it, public health decided to kind of put their stamp on, look at us, look at us. And so they took credit for, the eradication of hookworm, right? And so what happened was they divided up this healthcare and they basically wanted to tell the doctors, you're only going to be involved with what is the matter with me when a patient says that and what can be done to relieve me. And that's it. That's all you're going to do. And public health gets to do the prevention, the mode of spread, the methods of preventing, the identification, the analysis, everything. They were taking more power than the doctors even realized. So Welch designed Johns Hopkins around sort of what he learned in Germany. And I bet you did not see that coming. Anyway, Welch's prominent students included Walter Reed, of course, Walter Reed Medical Center. And he was also the president of the new American Medical Association. The AMA became the gatekeeper for deciding what training our doctors would get. Welch was also the founding editor of Journal of Experimental Medicine. Yeah. Did you catch that? Experimental medicine. What are we doing now? Experimental medicine. The scientists that he studied with over in Germany were discovering things like anthrax. Oh, you just discover it. That's interesting. Anyway, it all started in the 1800s with the discovery of synthetic dyes. Interesting. Dyes. Anyway, dyes for clothing, that sort of thing. And this became the start. Actually, it was the color mauve. This became the start of chemical medicine. And the Hoechst company started out in 1863 on the main river near Frankfurt. At the time, its entire capital consisted of 3 horsepower steam engines, a small boiler in which they burnt arsenic acid and aniline oil, and they produced a synthetic fuchsia dye. That's where it all started. That's why we have pharma today. And before that, we used natural dyes, colors from plants and so forth. And so then we started changing it up. Well, IG Farben, Hoechst, Bayer, all of those companies merged together to design pharmaceuticals and dangerous concoctions. And that's kind of where it started. Welch went over to train with them in the latter part of the 1800s when they were doing some of their best work. Ouch. Welch, now the director of Johns Hopkins, would be instrumental in cementing the Rockefeller government-controlled healthcare right along with the introduction into pharma. And so holistic medicines, natural remedies, they would start to get demonized in lieu of bringing pharma that would deliver, these remedies that gave side effects and other illnesses. We would become the perpetual patient. Pharma was salivating at this. And so the Flexner Report of 1910 came out. It did the damage to holistic medicine and natural remedies, and even marijuana, CBD. Abraham Flexner was in told by John D. Rockefeller to run around the country and evaluate the effectiveness of all the therapies taught in medical schools and other institutions of the healing arts. And Rockefeller wanted to dominate over petroleum, petrochemicals, and pharmaceuticals, which were derived from coal tars or crude oil. And he arranged for his company, Standard Oil of New Jersey. Did the name Bush come to mind? Senior Prescott Bush, huh? Anyway, Standard Oil, to obtain a controlling interest in this huge German drug cartel called IG Farben. And the number, total number of medical schools in the United States went from 160 on down to 69 schools. Why did it cut into about a third? Well, it was all about controlling the training of the doctors. The new foundation of orthodox medicine is based on Louis Pasteur's germ theory. It's completely flawed. And what it means is a disease condition is viewed by the orthodoxy as this isolated event, like an infection or a virus. And the new training of treatment would be chemical solution or surgery to cut it out. Alternative medicine had explored all these stressors and why it happened and treat the cause, right? It's all about health. So Welch was brought in. And I find this just so fascinating. Welch was brought in to help solve the problem of the 1918 Spanish flu. Remember when I mentioned that? The 1918 Spanish flu, where we conflated all the numbers over and over again in history, and now it's like triple, quadruple the amount of deaths because we said they didn't know how to count back in 1918? Mm-hmm. Well, it was neither Spanish nor a flu, really. It was the result of using troops as guinea pigs in the new vaccine experimental program that they had, which, by the way, Welch served in the army. And then also, he was the one guy that they brought in to help with what they were going to do regarding this issue. So the Spanish flu attacked healthy people in their prime. Bacterial pneumonia attacks people in their prime. And flu attacks the young, the old, and those that are having problems with their immune system, right? So was it actually bacterial pneumonia? Was that the real killer? Given the fact that they did autopsies, they said possibly that was the case, just like it is now. Interesting. And much of the role that Welch played in that military program, you know, to vaccinate in Kansas, interesting that it started at a military base. So before nuclear weapons, all the chemical companies were the leading role. They're the ones that came out with mustard gas and Zyklon B and all of these different things that they used in World War II. Hitler. That's why Hitler even came to power, was because of IG Farben. And in 1925, it was decided that the chemical industry, that we would have several cartels. And IG Farben became IG Farben. And Hitler would not have become Hitler without him. They financed him. And they made sure that he had all of the chemicals he needed. It's sick. It just makes me sick to think that we really didn't know what was going on behind the scenes. And these chemicals would be sadly used in the gas chambers. And so this is where the American IG Farben sector of IG Farben also takes root too. This is where it got going here. We were under their umbrella. They had the patents. And so they did this through a Swiss company called IG Chemie to try to hide the fact that we were part of this, this German group who eventually faced conviction for war crimes against humanity. And then they served little time. I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. I'm live right after this, and you can catch my show at katedalyradio.com and listen live if you'd like. I'll be right back.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus, it's back in stock. Also, X2, deep earth crystal iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, down-and-out sleep aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Kate Daly here from the Kate Daly Show, your guest host for this hour. And let me tell you, when you kind of get the 30,000 feet up in the air sort of view on this, it's really quite scary how this became the cartel of the century. I don't know if we really realized it. They took oil where they wanted it to go. These particular families whose names come up, you know, all the time, over and over again. It's interesting that pharma became what it became, I think, really without a lot of people realizing it at the time and for decades, which is really, really scary. IG Farben, who supplied the chemicals to the gas chambers, and convicted of war crimes, in which they, I think at the very, very most, they only served like 4 years. And then we got him out on Operation Paperclip. Interesting. To come over here. But IG Farben became a shareholder in the New Jersey oil, Standard Oil company, second only to John D. Rockefeller himself. And really, when it comes down to it, Dulles was involved. Of course Dulles was involved. I swear it's the same cast of characters over and over again. Dulles was personally threatening to cut off Britain's supply of oil during the war if the British persisted with their expose of the American oil connection to IG Farben. It was all intertwined. And so what happened was... nobody ever really asked the question of why didn't the IG Farben building that was used, that everybody used in Germany during World War II, including us, why was it never bombed? How did everybody escape that? Why did we make IG Farben command central for our military? And so here's another question. Why all the experimentation? Why did they do the experimentation that they did on people that they were forcing to do it on, right? During World War II. And why did Hitler do that? What was the goal? What was the goal? And so that industry had just begun, right? Pharma experimentations led to a huge explosion in pharma post-World War II. But they never explained why. See, we never say, well, what caused that? It was caused through the experimentation. That's how sick and demented these people are. They wanted human guinea pigs. And you know, it makes me think about right now, what's going on right now. Demonizing the unvaxxed, right? And then we have the new dawning of transhumanism coming. DNA splicing and dicing, CRISPR. So would our fellow Americans allow this to happen to the unvaxxed? Because look at how they're demonized. We're really one step away. And a certain class of society gets demonized and experimented on with this brand new CRISPR. Is that where we're headed? And everyone turns a blind eye? It's really scary. And so at a time when our history, when we had great sanitation, we finally arrived, right? We had great sanitation. We had running water. We had all of these things because sanitation was the super spreader. Sanitation, I mean, you know, vaccines get the credit because of the media and the government. But really and truly, it was sanitation, bad sanitation. And so you go all the way back to Moses, you're going to find that he even had rules about being in camp and cleanliness and things like that. And then after the fall of the Roman Empire, you notice that it completely kind of fell off for a while, didn't it? All throughout the medieval times. And they didn't really keep up on it. I'll say that nicely because people just didn't shower. There just wasn't that same understanding. Okay. And so what happened? Well, sanitation became wonderful. So why is it that all of a sudden, think about this, we had to have big pharma come in with all their chemicals, erase holistic medicine, erase natural medicines, and then all of a sudden we're sitting on more sick people, right? We have more sick people around the world than we've ever had before. Makes zero sense. We finally get the good sanitation. We finally get to a point where, yes, we should be actually without a lot of disease and illness at this point, especially spreading it. But we're not. Now we have more cancer. We have more disease. We have more illness than ever. It doesn't make any sense. And so after World War II, they said that there was this huge explosion of illness, right, and disease. Were they toying with antibiotics at this point? Yeah. Could you make the argument that some antibiotics might help? Well, what are they doing? What are they doing in side effects to the rest of our body? Do we ever even ask that? They're using these synthetic chemicals, right? And so we never ask, well, what caused polio to spike? What caused it to spike? Well, they were using DDT on the crops. They were spraying poisons. And then also they were toying with antibiotics. I would say two good reasons right there to chalk it up to, hey, we see all of a sudden spike in polio where there shouldn't be one. And so then only about 0.5% of people died from actual polio. I covered this a couple weeks ago, right? Only 0.5% were actually paralyzed. That's a whole 1%. What about everybody else, 99%? Well, it's a little like what we're dealing with today. Most everybody gets a cold and they don't freak out. They're not going to die. Only a certain small sliver in every single state, you're going to have people that are more sick than that. Then they go in for the Fauci special, the protocol from hell, and killing them. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's exactly what they're doing, giving them experimental drugs. They're really good at it. They've had really a century and 20 some odd years to work on it, haven't they? So now we are looking at this kind of situation and saying, well, wait a second, with polio, did we really need a vaccination? It was already on its way out. There had been a decade of it. So why were we doing that? Why were we jumping to this vaccination? Well, it involved a lot of government money. Government money started coming in and supporting these vaccination programs. So they give us the fear, right? The big boogeyman. Oh my gosh, everyone's going to die. Every child out there is going to be paralyzed. Parents run the kids in for the shots. The only problem is that half of the shots that were given out at the time were infected with the SV40, the monkey kidney cell diseased shots that they didn't want to admit to, but they knew full well that they were diseased. So it's interesting that they use the exact same, almost exact same percentage on this to sell what was coming next. Smallpox as well. With good sanitation, you weren't going to see a lot of smallpox. The 1918 flu, result of vaccinations at, of course, military bases, where they knew they could use all of these guys as guinea pigs because they had complete control over them. Are we seeing a pattern? Then you get to polio, and all of a sudden there's something new to work on, folks. So they start working on it, and just as it's starting to wane, and by the way, the polio vaccine was causing so many cases of polio, an incredible amount of cases of polio. Still is to this day. I just asked Bill Gates. So then we start kind of having this quest of vaccination programs, shot programs for kids, right? You go in and you get a series of shots, the well visits. A well visit? What in the hell is that? You go to the doctor when you're ill, not when you're well, and you go in for all of these shots. I look at vaccines much differently, understanding the history of all of this than I ever did before. And what did we do? We do this whole, vaccinations are the only thing that has saved us. Why do we say that? Well, because they own the media and the government. That's why. Pharma gets fed. Pharma gets fed a lot of illness. Were all the vaccinations part of a, let's get the immune system down? Because I'll tell you, the big mantra of the Rockefellers was, you don't have an immune system. Pharma's here to save you. Ooh, don't you feel all warm and cozy? Pharma's here. Wow. So, yeah, it gets worse, too. I'll come back. I'll explain. But, yeah, half the country got infected kidney cells in that polio vaccine. And then what came around the next corner? More cancer than ever. And Nixon declared that war on cancer. And that's why I wanted to revisit that I did a couple weeks ago, because it plays into this. Now we get to see it from a whole different vantage point of the plans. I'll be right back. Kate Daly, your guest host, Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Rise have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heartthrob and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I'm going to do the White Man Overbite. I love this music. Anyway, coming back to this, I just kind of wanted to round up the edges a little bit on this and what we're dealing with today, because this is huge. And once you start to see what's actually happening, then you get a good idea of the whole picture. And that's really what is dividing Americans. This is why you have two totally different sets of fears. One group over here, these leftists, think everyone in the world's about to kill them. The climate's going to kill them. And we have conservatives over here and people over here that understand the big picture, know who's at the helm, and they're saying you are a walking bioweapon. So two totally different schools of thought, right? Well, we are not meant to ever cure anyone or help anyone or make sure that they stay healthy. That's why it's the Center for Disease Control, not the Center for Curing Disease. That's a big statement. It says a lot that we have been guinea pigs for over 100 years in their game, in their cartel. And you find it rather disturbing that about 80% of our country is on at least one pharmaceutical, and that the government turned their attention to mental health and a whole plethora of drugs, drugging everybody up. We're drugging kids from the time they're little. right? Everything has a drug. Just here you go. Here's a fix it. And doctors doing what doctors do and just handing over a script instead of saying what causes that. You know, why are we here? What is the main mechanism that's causing whatever the problem is? We didn't have childhood cancer in the 1800s like we have right now. We didn't have melanoma cancer go through the roof until they encouraged everybody to wear sunscreen from the AMA in the 70s. If you go look at the chart, I actually say, you know, go do your own homework on this. I've looked at these charts. The numbers skyrocketed the minute they said go wear sunscreen. Think about this. People were out in their fields all the time, right? For centuries. They weren't dying of melanoma. Of course they weren't. And so all of a sudden we had skin cancer go through the roof. It was like a 2 or 1 in every 100,000 people, and then it ballooned almost 50 in every 100,000 people. That's crazy. And then doctors are now trained to embrace pharma. They sell pharma. They get kickbacks from pharma. They get kickbacks for the vaccine industry, too. And so pharma is the biggest cartel the world has ever known. And by the way, the AMA was found guilty in 1987 by a federal judge and fined $2 million. Also, pharma has even been sued by our own government and, of course, the source of corruption for many failed experiments that they've done and also lying through their teeth again and again and again. Fauci's lied so many times, I can't keep up with the lies. I don't know why anyone in their right mind would ever actually listen to this hack. The Rockefeller drug ideology is all about you don't have an immune system. And right now, this is exactly what they've said for the last 20 months. You have no immune system. Everybody's went kaput. Nobody has it anymore. And you're screwed. So you have to take these experimental medications for the mystery COVID bug that's killing everybody. Right? Isn't that what they tell you? Have you ever actually heard the word immune system come out of Fauci's mouth? Or a doctor or anyone that is proposing all of this crazy? Of course you haven't. And Rockefeller had always had this particular interest in China. And Standard Oil was the sole supplier of kerosene and oil for the lamps of China. And then, of course, communism took over. So they kind of went out for a while. But, oh, they're back in. Are you kidding me? Of course they are. And we all know that. Fauci was a big deal for Wuhan and funding it and everything else. So that brings us to Bill Gates, biggest single donor of WHO, the WHO, the AMA vets who runs the FDA. Almost all the experts on COVID come from Johns Hopkins. All the experts in public health come from Johns Hopkins. Isn't it amazing? And no epidemics to justify it. So they use the tricks of going in and solving a problem that's pretty much solvable by telling you how important they are and how they're saving humanity, because it's always going to get the credit. And then, of course, they named them after foreign countries, you know, the Hong Kong flu, the Asian flu, you know, all of these different flus. Well, the problem is that they're all flu. Just like pneumonia is pneumonia, you're going to treat it as a respiratory. You're going to treat it as a flu. But they name them from foreign places. Why? Because, well, you know, you might need more shots. You might need more. Do you feel like cattle? Do you feel like we should be told to start mooing here? I mean, that's the feeling I'm getting with the amount of shots they want us to take coming up here in the future. And so a simple cold, flu, and pneumonia, all given the COVID label, and money comes now from our tax dollars funded to pharma. Pharma now is in complete control, so is the government, of all of our hospitals with their protocols. And they relieve them beyond malpractice with their protocols. So if you follow the protocol and you're a hospital and a doctor, you have no liability, because malpractice only covers you to a certain extent. And then we have the statements of, you know, you anti-vaxxer, that derogatory statement. Oh, you anti-vaxxer. Oh, my gosh. I sure hope we're questioning it at this point, 120 years later. Please. Good heavens. We are the experimentation, and we have been for 120 years. And that's the tough part. That's the tough part to understand. But, you know, truth resonates. And once you start seeing this for what it is and the cartel that it is and how they colluded to control medicine and to control what the doctors did and what they didn't and to carve out not a niche for themselves, but complete and utter control, you start to see it completely different, right? Gosh, I would hope so. You know, we're in a weird place. And by the way, all these notes will be on katedalyradio.com. You can go check out the notes and all the credit given to all the different sources. That'll be up today on katedalyradio.com. Check it out, and you can send that as well. But, you know, the thing with the airlines, I just wanted to mention, you know, Southwest. And Southwest, good on you guys. I love you guys for standing up for freedom. I love it. And, boy, everybody should be following this in suit. So, I just wanted to say that they're using the government right now by saying, we're a government contractor. We're a government contractor. When you are Southwest Airlines and you give flights to federal employees, that does not make you now an employee of the federal government. It means that you did something with the federal government, okay? But it doesn't make you an employee. Who signs the checks? Who signs the checks? Well, Southwest signs their checks, right? They are not a government entity. The checks are not written from the federal government. But the reason that they're saying that is so that nobody figures out that last year in 2020, they actually, when they were doing the bailouts, they sought to control three industries. And so before when they did bailouts, they never actually assumed ownership, the government, to a certain extent, but they did in those bailouts. But they want to keep that quiet because it's very Venezuela. It's very socialist, right? To have your government own the airlines, the hospitals, and trucking. So what they're saying is oh yeah, we have to mask. We're a government entity. We're a government employee. We're included on that EO. It's almost like they want to be. Have you noticed? And so, of course, the Southwest CEO will stand there and say, I'm all for freedom. I don't want to force anything, but I kind of want to pretend I'm a federal employee so that I can mask my employees by force. And not very American thing to do, is it? Very, very socialist, very communist. And so the EO itself does not actually say government contractors in it. And now we don't even have any written anything that says that any company over 100 has to get vaccinated. It was a press release. We all know that. And so it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all smoke and mirrors. And they do want to hide the fact that the government did take a part ownership in their business as well and gives them a lot of funding. So you always have to follow the money. But I always find it kind of interesting when they're out in the press and they're giving you a little bit of the runaround, right, so that you don't see what's actually going on behind the scenes and also claiming something that they actually are not. It's pathetic. Stand up and be an American. You are an American soil. You are an American. Start acting like it. Southwest Airlines and American and United. You know, I believe in this country, and I know you do too. We love this country, and we're not going to let it get it overrun by these cockroaches. We're just not. So thanks for tuning in. Go to katedalyradio.com. You can get the show notes. You can get these notes as well. And I'll be going live in a few minutes there. You can actually click listen live and you can listen live right from the site. And I loved Alex's show today. I thought it was amazing. Of course, so many great guests. I'll be interviewing Zelenko today. So Dr. Zelenko, what a hero. Thanks, you guys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.